closed. All right, Alden. Alden Davis is here. So where are we on the seven seas now?
Today is a big day. We are sailing back into the Sea of Customers, a sea we entered many weeks ago on our journey. We've done it, Ray.
We made it.
We successfully navigated the seven seas of business. Seaworthy and proven. Our attention now shifts to customer retention. And if you've not already printed your seven seas of business map, for what are you waiting? Get it now at myvaluetree.com, right above the WTIC logo. Grab your gear and join me right after weather and sports.
Perfect. 7:13. We'll take a break. Scott's coming up with scores and more. All right. Thanks, sir. 7:22 WTIC. We'll fool around next hour. We've work to do now. It's time for today's lesson in star power. Alden Davis, of course, as you know, is a big-time, highly paid, highly requested, highly sought-after corporate consultant. Good-looking, too. And he brings donuts from the Avon Donut Shop every week, which is another great thing. And what I have here today? Is this the maple?
Oh, you got the maple glaze. There is nothing better.
It's a good donut.
Luke's takes us over the top.
Folks, the density here. I mean, this is some heft.
Oh, that won't pass the government ratings.
So I'm going to have it now and get rid of the evidence. Anyway, here's Alden with today's lesson, Sailing the Seven Seas.
Oh, man, Ray, it's time once again for our Saturday morning coaching session on how to thrive in uncertain times by unleashing your star power. As you recall, star power is a five-point system designed to get us into action. And for the past seven sessions, we have been exploring the basics of how a business works. Now, today's handout found at myvaluetree.com is a map detailing the seven seas of business that must be navigated to succeed. The seas we sailed are care, customers, closing, contract, craft, collections, and character.
Right.
And today, the journey ends as we triumphantly re-enter the Sea of Customers.
Yay!
Yeah, when we first entered this sea, our focus was on finding customers.
Right.
Now our attention turns to keeping customers. How important is mastery of this sea, you ask? Well, Rickold and Teal in their 1996 research found that U.S. corporations lose one half of their customers every 5 years, reducing corporate performance 25% to 50%. I was talking with one local service company this week, and they experience a customer attrition rate of 3.5% to 4% per month.
Ooh.
Equaling 40 to 48% per year. Can you imagine that? I mean, it's quite a fallout.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know, you sail the entire seven seas only to lose half of your customers. Think how much effort is being wasted. How much growth is being forfeited because we lose the wind in this sea of customers. This is no small deal when you figure that for an internet company, for example, customer acquisition costs can range from $100 to $500 per customer.
Wow.
One internet bank was paying $1,000 per customer. You have to sell a lot of product just to cover the cost of finding the customer. This is why it is so imperative that we not lose our customers. You know, it'd be like my typical fishing experience. You know, I go buy the license, I have to refresh my tackle box, I have to travel to the stream, I set up, I cast, and then I wait and wait and wait.
Uh-huh.
And then I get a hit, and I lose the fish while reeling it in. What a waste. Because the stakes are so high in this sea, and the costs can be daunting, it is a major focus for business research projects. So let's hit the stacks. And you find research like here, you'll love this title, Numeric Decision Support to Find Optimal Balance Between Customer Acquisition and Retention Spending.
Oh, that's business school.
There you go. Terms to be familiar with in this sea are customer acquisition, which means the actual process and cost of getting a customer in the store, customer retention, what it takes to keep a customer, and then there's churn, that's the amount of customer turnover. So picture filling a bathtub with the drain open. If you want to make headway, you have to have a big faucet bigger than the drain.
Right.
Well, in my world, this is called muda. It's waste.
Mm-hmm.
Every drop of water escaping the tub is waste. I went to all the effort getting the person in only to lose my work. You know, a whole new field of research has been born in this web-enabled age called analytics. That's the collection, sorting, and analyzing of data to aid decision-making. The old rule of thumb is that it costs six times more to get a new customer than to keep an existing one. Wouldn't it be important in this sea to understand why customers are leaving you? Do a search on customer retention, and you will get more than enough ideas to sail in this sea successfully. Well, once again, let's check in with Chris Didden and his emerging company called Two Fly Wine and understand his experience in this sea of customers. You may recall, Chris started an import business 2 years ago based on his passion for Southern Australian wines from McLaren Vale, and we've been following him as a case study. Do we have a minute for this?
Yes, we do.
Well, first off, Chris is not looking to just make sales. His philosophy is to provide a small-town relationship with high personal contact and excellent service, one where he works to make his customer successful. So he retains 100% of the customer he likes.
Like
well,
this.
That's people who pay, who are not rude, and who want a high-touch relationship. And he figures it takes 2 to 3 visits to place 3 labels. Now, as the relationship evolves and Chris toasts these wine dinners and new customers appear at the store, it takes less time to place additional labels. So you figure an average winery produces 5 to 12 labels.
Right.
And Chris carries 115 labels.
Whew.
So over a 6-month period, it's possible to get a store up to 45 labels. Well, Chris's acquisition to retention ratio starts to be in the neighborhood of 9 to 1. Chris's team is able to cultivate 3 to 4 new customers per week, but the real growth comes through retention, a great product, and great relationships. So as Chris would say, retention equals the level of service provided.
There you go.
Well, what a wonderful journey we have had. We started off in the sea of care, sailed into customers, closing contracts, craft collections, character, and now the journey never ends as we sail back into the sea of customers. Any sailor who makes this journey is worthy of our respect and thanks. This is the journey that makes the business go around. Thank you for going on the trip with me, and thanks to Chris for being so open and sharing his business experiences with us. It's the end of week 5, Ray, in the new year. If you've not written down your desired outcomes for 2011, what are you waiting for? Success comes through action.
Yeah.
Sail free, stay strong. I'm Coach Davis.
And they lived happily ever after. It's 728.